If the state does not assure the technical quality of its newest standardized tests, it risks losing over $200,000 in federal funding. Department of Public Instruction Executive Assistant Mike Thompson says the tests in question are alternative tests for students with limited English proficiency and students with severe cognitive disabilities.
We have to demonstrate that our alternative assessments are aligned to our assessment frameworks. In essence, they're aligned to our standards, so that when you give an alternative assessment, that alternative assessment is measuring the same standards that the regular assessment is measuring.
But Thompson says the DPI is on track to comply with the federal requirements. He says he expects the materials will be submitted to the Federal Department of Education by the beginning of the school year.
It's really routine documentation for us in a lot of states on the technical quality of our tests because they were just implemented last year. It is the first year we went through 3-8 testing. So we're following a normal process, and that is why I'm confident that we will not have any penalty assessed against Wisconsin.
Thompson says the No Child Left Behind Act has led to problems with implementation in the past. He says he hopes the law will be smoothed out when it comes up for renewal in 2007. Micah Schweitzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.